one of the biggest complaints we make as Christians, right, is going, but I just don't know what God wants me to do. It's not clear. Well, do you know that you can have much clearer vision than you have right now of what it is God's called you to do and what you get to do in your everyday life with Him? There's a promise in the Word that we're going to unpack in this video that really helps you to see that God wants to talk to you about what everyday life looks like with Him and what His vision is for your life too. Hey there, I'm Lisa Vandenberg from AccomplishYourPurpose.com, where we love helping you to discover and accomplish the purpose that God has created you for. It's the most beautiful way to live life, fully alive, and knowing that you're in your groove, knowing that you're following the path God has set for you. So come along with us. Consider liking and subscribing and hit that notification bell so we can hang out each week and just discover more of the magnificence of God, the magnificence of you, and how to walk that out every day. So there was a verse that the Lord highlighted to me and I discovered a little while ago, and it's Jeremiah 33:3. And this thing just has opened up so much of God's invitation to us to let us know more about our circumstances and where we currently live, right? The Bible's very clear. We see dimly and we only see in part, but we can see even more, right? So let me read you. It's Jeremiah 33:3, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. It says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you and even show you great and mighty things, things which have been confined and hidden, which you do not know and understand and cannot distinguish. Right? So in that verse, we know that there are things that we're supposed to not be able to distinguish that have been hidden for us that we can't see. But in His promises, He also says that there are certain things that we can. If we come to Him and we call to Him, He will show us things that were previously hidden, right? What, I mean, this is like finding a treasure chest of gold, right? So what does it look like? And let's put practical feet on that. What does it look like to be able to say to God, okay, Lord, will you show me some of the things that are hidden about today? Let's just take today, right? God, there are things that you've hidden in today that I cannot see, but there are things that if you say, if I come to you and call to you, you will show me, you'll tell me about them and you'll show me. So I always do this, and this thing saved my life many years ago, is I always say to God, show me what you're ready to show me and what I'm ready to receive, because I know that there will always be things that I am just not ready for, or God is just not ready to reveal. So instead of banging my head against a brick wall, being frustrated about the things I can't see, I decided to switch it up and go, Lord, will you show me what I can see, what I am ready for, what you know that I can handle right now, that I can walk in right now, or you know the things that'll call me more into what it is that you have for me, right? So once I laid that frustration down, that's the first point, is like lay the frustration down of, but I can't see this and this isn't happening and I haven't got this answer to pray. Take that and lay it down and go, God, you know what? You know far more than I do. You know the timing of things, you know the way things are supposed to happen, and I trust you. Right? So in that whole laying down of the frustration, you can just say to God, Lord, I trust you. So I'm leaving that aside, right? And then you come to the piece where you go, Lord, you said that if I call to you, you will tell me and you will even show me some of the things that were previously hidden. And so now you get to look at this like a kid on an adventure who's unwrapping a gift, right? And you go, Lord, what's in here? What is in the present, the gift of today that you're able to show me? And so some of the practical ways to do this is I'll just sit in a quiet place and I just open my hands up like this, like I'm receiving something from God. And I'll just stand there and I go, Lord, show me what's happening. And I'll close my eyes because it's just, for me, it's just easier to engage with my imagination and what's going on in my mind rather than having my eyes open and being able to see everything around me, right? So I'll close my eyes and I'll just sit there, but in this posture of gratitude, in this like, oh Lord, I'm so excited to see what you have and what you want to show me. That attitude of gratitude, that posture of receiving, that delight in the Lord makes a way for Him to show you things that you haven't seen before. And so then I'll just, whatever I see as a picture in my head, I'll go with that and go, okay, Lord, tell me more about that. What does that mean? How do I apply that? And I'll just ask questions, you know, like kids do, like, why, mommy? Why, daddy? right? And just ask these curious questions. Or a memory will come up in my thinking. I'll go, okay, Lord, what do you want to tell me about that? Why am I remembering that particular thing or that particular person, right? So just take the little threads, you know, like when a thread comes loose on your clothing, and if you pull it, a whole thing will come out, right? So just take that little thread and then investigate it further. Go further down the trail and ask God more about it, right? And then if all else fails and you're not getting any of those things, pick a topic. Say, Lord, will you talk to me about my family? Will you talk to me about my work? Will you talk to me about the place that I live in? Like, take any topic that you want to talk to him about and just sit there with this grateful heart and this delighted expectation that God will show you something. And then take the very next thing that you see and just expand on it. Ask questions, look around it, investigate it a little bit more until you reach the end of it. And then you know, okay, God's now told me what I can handle today and what he's ready to reveal today. It's the most fascinating thing to be able to do with the Lord, to just sit and give him this one, this time to concentrate on him and do this with him. Two, to lay down the frustrations of what hasn't worked and what you're frustrated about, and just come to him with a clean slate. And then be able to say to him, okay, Lord, in this posture of gratitude and receiving, Lord, I'm so excited to see what it is that you're going to show me. And then be faithful with what he shows you. Write it down in a journal. I mean, I've had coaching clients who have drawn pictures of what they've seen. I've had people who've written it down. I've had people who journal about it and unpack it over the next couple of days. There are so many ways to take this thing God gives you and then to let him reveal more, let him show you more, and let him help you to walk it out, right? This is the coolest thing to be able to do. So come across and visit us at accomplishyourpurpose.com. We have some free gifts there for you. We just love to give away the structures of things and how you can begin this journey of what it looks like to discover more of who you are and how to accomplish your purpose too. And then like, share, and subscribe, hit that notification bell so that we can just hang out every week and discover more of the beauty of God and the beauty of you and how to walk it out in your everyday life. So as always, Jesus is inviting you on this adventure today. Will you accept? Bless you, bless you, bless you. And we'll see you next week.